Don't look now, just listen to Not in Front of the Children, a radio version of the TV success by Richard Waring, with Wendy Craig as Jennifer and Francis Matthews as Henry Corner. This week, Country Style, which also involves Wallace Eaton, Bettina Dixon, Sean Barrett, David Tate, Eva Haddon, Martin Friend, and of course the children.
Finish your breakfast, girls. You'll be late to school.
Just think, the next time we all sit round this table, Robin will be with us. Isn't that splendid? We must think of some things to do for his half-term holiday, mustn't we?
We'll have homework to do.
Oh, yes, but you can get that out of the way tonight. It won't take you the whole weekend.
Shall we go to the pictures?
Well, perhaps if there's anything good on.
Oh, yes, there's a super program on at the Regal.
Really?
Jungle Drums and the Zombie from Outer Space. And the ambassador showing Prairie Six Guns and the Screaming Skeleton.
Oh, well, I don't know. When I was your age, I went to see Gone with the Wind and Mrs. Miniver. Anyway, darlings, don't worry. We'll all have a nice weekend.
Yes, but before we get to the weekend, there's a day's work to do. Come along, girls. Time to go.
Oh, look, there's that van in the lane.
What van?
We've seen it around Crossley.
Marshall's time-proof treatment.
Yes, it called on Carol's mummy. Carol said they may all be in a telecommercial.
Do you know what she's talking about, Henry?
No.
Yes, Tina's mum had a visit. The people in the van are looking for a country cottage. The nicest cottage in the area. And it's going to be in a telecommercial and adverts in the papers.
And Smart magazine.
And the people who get chosen are going to be in the telly thing too.
Is it stopping here? Oh, please let it stop here.
No, it was just turning round. It's gone.
Oh.
Well, I still don't know what they're talking about, darling, but it does seem that we shan't be on the telly. Come along, girls, get your togs on.
Just a minute. What do you mean, Amanda? Why are they looking for a cottage?
To spray it with that special stuff. The time-proof treatment.
Like a paint.
Only it's not a paint.
And it makes the house last forever.
I wish they'd come here. My ceiling doesn't look as if it'll last till tomorrow.
Well, you shouldn't snore so loudly, Amanda. Anyway, there's a man coming to see it today, so come on, get ready.
Okay. Why haven't those people called here?
What?
But what's wrong with our cottage? It's one of the oldest round here, if not the oldest.
Oh, Jennifer.
Oh, well, it's an insult, isn't it, Henry? They're just sailing past like that without a second glance.
Well, what do you want me to do? Run after them and say we could do with a respray?
That might be them.
How do you know?
The post's been. Neither of us look in the least bit countrified.
Oh, I'm sorry, darling. I didn't know I had to wear my shepherd's smock this morning. Yes?
Plasterer.
I beg your pardon?
Somebody phoned about a sailing coming down.
Oh, in Amanda's room. Yes, come in. It's the plasterer, darling.
Oh, yes.
Come on, girls, we're going to be late. I'll get the car out. Bye-bye, darling. Goodbye, Mr.
Widdicombe.
Yes, goodbye.
Would you like a cup of tea, Mr. Widdicombe?
Oh, well, now, if there's some maid, ma'am.
Yes.
Thank you. Oh, that is Indian, is it?
Yes.
Sorry to inquire. I was working at Mrs. Everett's yesterday. She gave me a cup of China tea. Oh, that tasted like the water they boiled kippers in. Maybe she got that special for them people with the van. I seen them in the lane just now. They called on you, have they?
The time-proof people.
Yeah, they called?
No. Here you are.
Oh, thank you, ma'am. Oh, that looks a better colour than the kipper water, doesn't it?
Have they called on Mrs. Everett?
Oh, yes.
Really?
Seem very interested in their place, they do. Still, that's a lovely old cottage.
Well, this is old.
Oh, it's very nice, ma'am, but I'd say Mrs. Everett's picked you as regards the Anno Domini. See, I can tell by the beams, you see. I can read beams like some people read horses' teeth. Yes, Mrs. Everett's very cockeroop. They're going to show the house on the television, you know.
Yes, I did know.
Can't understand them not calling on you now. They've seen, ever so many people in the area.
Yes, well, Mr. Widdicombe.
Hello?
What?
Oh, this is an old one over here. This beam by the fireplace, now that's real old.
Older than Mrs. Everett's?
Older? Makes hers look as if that's only just come off a tree.
Really?
Bye-bye, Mummy.
Oh, bye-bye, darling. Oh, this is Mr. Widdicombe, the plasterer. Yeah.
Why is he looking at the wall? Is that falling down as well as my ceiling?
No, darling, but Mr. Widdicombe thinks I'm much older than Mrs. Everett.
What?
No, I mean the cottage. And Mr. Widdicombe's an expert. He can easily tell old beams from horses' teeth. Well, there's Daddy. Off you go. And the turn. and Tina do any more boasting about their cottages, you tell them that ours is so old it's dropping to bits. Well, Mr. Widdicombe, do you think I ought to tell those people in the van about my beans?
No. Seems they don't like that. They prefer to make their own minds up. Well, you can understand that, can't you? Otherwise, they'd be pestered wherever they went.
Mm.
Now, this bean, you know, I'd place that as early 15th century.
And Mrs. Everett?
Late 16th.
Good heavens, I'm nearly 200 years up.
That's right. Seems a shame they passed you by this morning. Mind you, they might accost you.
Accost me?
Yeah, that's how it was with Mrs. Everett. She was down in the old town. This fella stops her and says, did she by any chance live in the area? And if so, did she own one of the lovely cottages they'd seen? Seems they thought she looked the right type to have in the advertisement.
Really?
Well, you see, getting the right people's as important as getting the right place, that seems.
Is it? Oh, excuse me.
Well, I'll get on then. Upstairs, is it?
Yeah, second door on the right.
All right.
Hello?
Mrs. Corner.
Yes?
Elizabeth Everett. We met at the Hobson.
Oh, yes, of course.
I rang Mr. Widdicombe's home and his wife said he was with you.
Yes, he's just been admiring my beans.
I beg your pardon?
Our cottage is early 15th century, you know.
Oh, really?
What's yours?
I'm afraid I couldn't say. But the time-proof people didn't seem to have any complaints. Have you heard of them?
Time-proof?
It seems very likely that my cottage may feature in their advertising campaign. Any minute, I'm going to be overrun by cameramen.
Oh, how nasty.
Have they gone you?
Well, nearly.
What?
They were in the lane this morning.
But they didn't call.
Well, they looked as if they wanted to.
But they didn't.
No. Well, they think they were running out of petrol. They might have called, of course. I've been out a lot lately.
So have I. They picked me up in the street.
Well, you certainly look the type.
What?
I mean, I haven't been in the streets much lately.
You haven't?
No, mostly in the fields.
Well, yes. Yes, of course. You're a comparative newcomer to our rural area. So without wishing to sound unkind, Mrs. Corner, I think perhaps you look a little less of a typical countrywoman than I do.
My beams are older.
Yes. Well, perhaps if we could return to the object of my call. Would you ask Mr. Widdicombe to look in on me after he's finished with you?
Yes, all right.
He's done some splendid repairs, but I do want the cottage to look perfect if we're going to be seen in every home in the country. Thank you, Mrs. Corner. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Perhaps I look less of the typical country woman. Oh, is that the people? Good heavens, just look at this room. Oh, dear. Why does having a family have to be exactly like living with a forsake gale?
Your bell, Mrs. Corner.
Thank you, Mr. Widdicombe. Mr. Widdicombe. Oh, Mr. Widdicombe.
Yes, Mrs. Corner.
Could you spare a moment?
Right.
Perhaps you could have a look at that beam again, could you?
The beam?
Yes, and the very old one. Be ready to talk about it. And perhaps hum a little country ditty first.
Country ditty?
Yes. Excuse me. Yes?
Milkman, £2.10, please, Mr. Corner.
Oh, come in. I'll get my bag.
Right you are.
I was going to strawberry fair.
Thank you, Mr. Widdicombe. Perhaps you could continue upstairs now.
Upstairs? I thought you said...
Thank you, Mr. Widdicombe.
Right.
Sorry I'm a bit late this morning, Mrs. Corner, but the time-proof people call it our cottage.
Your cottage?
You might see us on the telly. Oh, thank you, ma'am. Good day.
Why have they seen everybody but us? I mean, we're very clean in our habits. We always brush our teeth after garlic. Well, if they won't see me, I'm going to see them. Oh, wait a minute. Mr. Widdicombe said they didn't like being accosted. But I could meet them accidentally, couldn't I? I could just happen to stroll by looking at the typical countrywoman. Yes. Now, if I could squeeze myself into Trudy's riding breeches and, wore the top half of my tweed suit and Robin's pork pie hat and cut myself a piece of wood and slap my leg with it...
Well, Thank you very much, Mrs. Wilkinson, for letting us see your cottage.
We'll be in touch in due course.
Do you think I'll be in the time-proof advertisement?
Well, you're here from us, madam. Good morning.
Good morning.
I don't know about you, but I think it'd fall down before we got to it.
I say, who's that leaning against our van?
As I was going to say, singing.
I don't know, they're all a bit strange in the country. Come on.
Beautiful day.
Yes, beautiful. Excuse me.
A good crop of cow parsley means an early spring.
Ah.
So they say.
Well, we'll look forward to it.
As I was going to Strawberry Fair. Well, really, I've beaten my leg black and blue.
And you live in Crofley, do you, madam?
I'm born and bred.
Well, that's most interesting. I wonder if we could come and see your...
I'm going to her again.
Oh, no. We've been dodging her all morning.
Oh, well, perhaps we'd better speak to her.
Yes, take this lady's address, will you?
Morning.
Good morning again.
Yes, it's a small world, isn't it?
Very small, yes. May I ask you, madam, do you live in this area?
Oh, yes, yes, I do. Old Marsh Farm, Primrose Lane, Old Crofty, with my husband and four children, and our cottage is early 15th century.
Oh, I see. Well, we're about to launch an advertising campaign.
No, really? I'd no idea.
Well, perhaps we could see your cottage, and then I'll explain the details.
Well, of course, yes, certainly.
When will your family be home?
Oh, 4:30. Oh, no, my son's coming home for half term. 6 o'clock would be safer.
Six? Right you are, Mrs...
Corner. Jennifer Corner. Old Marsh Farm, Primrose Lane, Old Crofley.
Crofley, yes, I had made a note of it, madam.
Early 15th century.
Yes, yes.
Yes, oh, right. Well, six then, and you must try a glass of our homemade cider. As I was going...
Homemade cider? We haven't got any homemade cider.
No, I know, darling, but look, come in the kitchen. Now, I thought we must have a bit of country atmosphere. That's what they're looking for, after all. So I bought some bottled cider, and I've emptied it into this old earthenware jar.
Where'd you get that?
I found it in the garage. It had some acid in it, but I washed it out.
What?
And then I emptied a few tins of the baby's condensed apple in. You can see bits of it floating about. They look very authentic, don't they? Oh, and there's some pips from a real apple and some stalks. They have all that in homemade cider. Oh, I was wondering whether a dead wasp mightn't be going too far.
Even without the wasp, I shan't be drinking any.
Well, you can have a glass of beer. And I thought, if you pour the beer from a great height and you've got a good head on it, then you could blow the froth off like a real country person.
Jennifer, just because some advertising people are calling, why have I suddenly got to behave like a chimpanzee?
No, darling, it's just to get the country atmosphere.
Why don't you try putting a spittoon in the sitting room?
Oh, and over here, I'm cooking a typical country supper. Half a pig's head.
Oh, what?
Yes. You make it into brawn, you see, darling. And here's a jugged hare.
Ah, well, that's more like it.
Yes. And of course, this being the country, you can get its blood for the gravy.
Oh, dear.
Oh, and I suddenly remembered at the last moment they always have a stock pot simmering on the hob. So I made up a quick imitation one, you see. Just carrots and onions and the dog's bones.
The dog's bones?
Well, we're not going to eat it. It's just for atmosphere. Now, where are the girls? I want to get them organized.
They're doing their homework.
Trudy, Amanda, come here a minute. I don't want them looking like complete town mice when the people arrive. There's some little things I want them to do.
But good grief, haven't you got enough for the people? Pig's head, dog's bone soup, and the floor covered with beer froth.
Think, darling, it would be so wonderful if they chose us. The cottage done up free, money to pay off the mortgage.
Yes, an oil heater for the outside loo.
Yes, Mummy. Now, girls, you remember what you were saying at breakfast about Carol and Tina?
Do we remember?
They haven't stopped showing off about it all day.
Really? Well, then, you'll be pleased to hear that you've got something to show off about now. The time-proof people are coming to our cottage.
Honestly? Super.
I can't wait to tell Tina.
And Carol.
Yes. Well, we mustn't count our chickens before the bridge is crossed.
Hmm?
But I think if we all do our best...
Doing what?
Well, that's what I wanted to tell you.
What about our homework?
Oh, I'll give you a hand with that. Now then, when they come, which won't be long, oh, I do hope Robin isn't late. When they come, we want to give them the feeling that here's a typical country family living in a typical country cottage.
Well, of course, the cottage is typical, but we are not. If they ask us how long we've been here, we'll have to tell them, of course. We must be honest.
As honest as the homemade cider.
But if we all look and sound the part, I'm sure the people won't ask any awkward questions.
Well, how do I look the part? I mean, apart from froth blowing. I wear mud on my boots or straws in my hair.
Don't be silly, darling. No, perhaps you could put a scarf round your neck and smoke that curved pipe.
What about a clay one?
Oh, yes!
What would you like me to put in it? Tobacco leaves or dried grass?
Well, never mind. You both look very nice. But when the people come, try and talk about country things. You know, like the birds you've seen today and what a lovely sunset there was and hawthorns and things.
What can you say about a hawthorn?
What, dear? Oh, well, I'm sure there's something. Look it up in a book.
What about our homework?
What?
You said you'd give us a hand.
Well, yes, all right, darling. As I said, I'd give you a hand with your homework, and I meant it.
Thanks.
Right. Now, Henry, don't forget the curved pipe and the neckerchief.
And I saw a bird eating a hawthorn in the sunset. Yes, I know.
Now, I'm sure there's something I meant to... Oh, yes, of course. Look, darling, I got one or two little things in the market very cheaply. An old harness. It reeks of the country, doesn't it?
Oh.
Yes. And a stag's head and a fox's brush. And what else?
Well, you've got the head of one thing and the tail of something else. I just hope you haven't got anything's middle bit.
No, I've got the whole of something.
What?
A stuffed fish. Well, this will make the place look more countrified, won't it? Will you help me put them up?
No, no, no. I'm sure your country eye is much better than mine, darling. I'll just go and tie my country scarf and light my country pipe.
All right. Do look in on David.
David?
Yes, I suddenly thought his cot looked a bit towny. So I made his bed up in a big wicker basket. He looks so sweet, like Moses in the bulrushes. Oh, there's Robin, thank goodness.
Mrs. Corner.
Oh, I'm so sorry, I thought you were my son, Robin. Excuse me.
They're here! Everyone down! Hurry!
Do come in.
Thank you.
I'm so sorry. I was expecting my son home for half term.
Well, we're a little early, I'm afraid, Mrs. Corner.
Oh, good heavens, don't worry. In the country, a welcome is always waiting.
Yes. Well, we brought
a
with us...
A on the hob, a simmering stock pot...
Our photographer, Mr. Clark.
Hello.
Oh, how do you do, Mr. Clark? I suppose you're going to record my nooks and crannies for posterity.
And Mr. Prentice, our expert on old buildings.
How do you do?
15th century, Mr. Prentice. There's history in every stick and stone.
Yes. Well, I'll look around, if I may.
Oh, yes, of course, certainly. Wander where you will. In the country, it's always Liberty Hall.
And my name's Manners, and this is Miss Gurley.
Hi. How do you do?
I can't tie.
Oh, and here comes my husband. Darling, these gentlemen and this lady are from Time Proof.
Oh, how do you do?
Hello.
Piper. Pardon? Oh, yes, yes.
You have to take us as you find us in the country. Darling, perhaps you could offer everyone a drink.
Yes, of course. What's your poison?
Henry.
Homemade cider, I think you mentioned, Mrs. Corner.
Yes.
Please.
Thank you.
Yes, please.
Oh, that's cider all round, darling.
You sure? Right.
And I'll have a glass of wine.
Yes, and a beer for me. Excuse me, it's just outside in the kitchen, I'll go.
Have a look at my jugged hair, please, darling.
Right. Well, Mrs. Corner...
And the pig's head.
Well,
And don't forget to stir the stock pot. It's just a little something for the supper. No, I'm sorry, Mr. Manners, what were you saying?
Yes, well, I think Mr. Clark would like to take a picture.
Oh, yes, certainly. Now, where would you like me to stand, Mr. Clark?
Behind me, please. It's the shot of the room.
Oh, yes, I see. I'm so sorry.
How long have you lived here, Mrs. Corner?
Excuse me. Darling, take the milk out of the fridge, will you? I may make a little cheese later.
Mrs. Corner.
Would you like me to show you round the cottage?
Well, I'd first like to...
What you might call a browse through history.
Yes, well, first, if you could...
Oh, here are my daughters. May I introduce Trudy and Amanda?
Hi. Wasn't it a lovely sunset tonight?
Oh, was it?
Beautiful. Wasn't it, Amanda?
I don't know. I was so busy watching birds.
Oh, the sunset was beautiful. It was almost the colour of a hawthorn berry.
I was going to talk about the hawthorn.
Yes, well, right, darlings.
No, you had all those different birds.
We've always come to chatter here.
Yes, well, Mrs. Corner, if you could just tell me how long you've lived here.
Oh, here comes my husband with the drink.
Now, if you'd rather have something else...
Oh, no, I love homemade cider. It's always so much richer than...
Oh.
Mummy, I was going to talk about the hawthorn.
Yes, we'll talk about it later, darling.
Can I have some cider, Mummy?
Oh, well, I don't know.
I've had it before.
What?
It's the same stuff. I've seen the empties.
Well, cheers.
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 Cheers. Cheers. Cheers.
Oh, it's Robin!
Hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. What are you doing wearing my scarf?
You are looking well, darling. This is the third of my country brood.
Country brood? We come from Battersea.
These people are from Time Proof, darling. I'll tell you all about it later.
Time Proof? Isn't it that stuff that makes houses last longer?
That's right.
Surely we don't need it. We've only just moved in.
Yes, well, I don't think we need to detain you any longer, Mrs. Corner.
Yes, boys do exaggerate, don't they?
Well, we've got all the information we need.
You haven't finished your cider.
No, I'm driving. Thank you so much, Mr. and Mrs. Corner.
We'll be in touch with you.
You wouldn't like to photograph my jacked hair?
No, thank you.
Did you like my beans?
Very nice. Yes. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Well, goodbye. Thank you.
Did I say something?
No, darling.
No, no, no. Of course you didn't. It's splendid to see you home again, old chap.
Oh, yes. It's marvellous. Isn't it marvellous to have him back, girls?
Yes.
We've got all sorts of plans for your holiday, and I've made a very special supper, and we're going to have a super evening all together again like we used to be.
Mummy?
Yes, darling?
Don't forget you're going to do our homework.
Hello?
Oh, hello. I'm from Time Proof. May I speak to Mr. or Mrs. Corner, please?
Sorry, they're out shopping.
Oh, really? I had the feeling they made everything themselves.
They'll be back soon. Are you going to use our cottage in the advertisement?
Yes, we do want to, actually. Tell your parents I'll call round, will you?
Okay. The Time Proof people want to use our cottage.
Good. Hooray!
Who are you ringing, Amanda?
Carol. She said her house was going to be chosen.
Mum, Dad, the Time Proof man's coming round.
He wants to use our cottage.
What, are you sure they've chosen us?
Oh, darling, isn't it marvellous?
May I speak to Carol, please?
I can't understand it.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, they didn't look too impressed yesterday. And after that cider, I thought they'd probably be up all night with tummy trouble.
Well, they obviously weren't. So put a smile on your face, darling. You better get in practice. You'll be doing a lot of smiling soon.
Smiling?
For the cameras.
Carol, it's Amanda. The Chinese people have chosen our house, so yaboo to you.
Amazing!
Well, she said it was going to be hers.
Well, never mind. There's no need to behave like that. Oh, Henry, it's so exciting. Do you think we'll get asked for our autographs?
Oh, yes, bound to. Every Saturday we'll be opening garden parties.
And new shops.
We'll be more famous than that family who live on cornflakes.
There they are.
Do we have to talk about hawthorns today?
No, darling. Oh, good morning, Mr. Manners. Do come in. I'm so sorry we were out when you rang.
Thank you.
Well, Robin's told us the good news. We're absolutely thrilled. Would you like a glass of cider?
Oh, no, thank you. I think I should perhaps say straight away, Mrs. Corner, that we do want to use your cottage in our advertising campaign, if you're agreeable.
Agreeable? We're delighted, aren't we, darling?
Yes, delighted.
Tina, it's Tudy. It is us. He's here now. So, yaboo to you.
So sorry. Do go on, Mr. Manners.
Well, our advertising is to have two facets. One, to show the ideal country home, preserved for future generations by our process. The other is to show a cottage that, while very pleasant, is in great need of our treatment. Now, we want your home for the very pleasant, but in great need of treatment. Yes. Well, we should, of course, be very happy to give you a free treatment in return for your allowing us to photograph the worst areas in detail.
Yes, well, it's very kind of you, Mr. Manners, but I'm sure I speak for my wife when I say that in a before and after advertisement, we would rather not be the before. Darling?
Yes.
As I see. Well, if that's the way you feel, I don't want to pressurize you. But thank you very much for all your help.
Why can't we be the after cottage?
Oh, too late, I'm afraid. We've already chosen a Mrs. Everett. Do you know her?
But ours is the oldest cottage around here. Surely that stands for something.
Well, actually, Mrs. Corner, our Mr. Prentice says that only these beams by the fireplace are 15th century. The rest of the cottage is a much later period. Or perhaps I may leave one of our leaflets in case at some time or other you...
No? Well, you'll see our advertisements, won't you? Goodbye.
Goodbye.
I'll never be able to look at Carol again.
No, Tina.
I'm glad I didn't speak to anyone.
Oh, Henry.
Oh, now then, darling, it's a disappointment, but it's not the end of the world. We probably have got very fed up with being photographed and filmed and asked for autographs. And I've never fancied opening a garden party. Have you?
Yes.
Oh. I'll go.
Well, I think it's for the best, you know, darling. Honestly, I do. The six of us just living quietly like we always have instead of being a public property.
May I come in?
Oh, hello, Mr. Prentice.
I met Mr. Manners in the lane. I gather you're not keen. Well, I don't blame you. But I thought I'd just bring you my own news.
Well, we do know about our modern beams, actually, Mr. Prentice.
Ah, yes, but the old ones, these here. I've been checking local archives, and I'm absolutely convinced that this wall is the only one remaining piece of a cottage said to have been used as a hiding place by Bonnie Prince Charlie, which would make it of enormous historical importance, because apart from letters of the period, no evidence of the existence of the cottage has ever been found.
Really?
Mind you, you might not want me to reveal my opinion too widely. I'm afraid that your lives could be somewhat disrupted by press and public, quite apart from historians and ancient monument experts.
Well, darling?
Well?
You said it was for the best, living quietly and not being public property.
Yes, and you said you fancied opening garden parties. I think, Mr. Prentice, my wife would be prepared to put up with the press and the public and the experts in the interest of historical research, of course.
Oh, thank you, darling.
I'm going to ring Carol back.
No, I want to ring Tina.
Can I go round and tell Mrs. Everett?
Oh, Henry, just think. Our own stately home. Conducted tours, Bonnie Prince Charlie souvenirs, Devonshire teas.
Clotted cream.
Oh, we'd never be hard up again. They might ask us to appear on one of those historical programs like Civilization or Going for a Song.
They might turn us into a serial.
Children, we might be turned into a serial.
Like the Archers
and the Dales. Yes, like that. Oh, think. The Corner family on the wireless. Oh!
Not in Front of the Children starred Wendy Craig as Jennifer Corner and Frances Matthews as her husband Henry, with Wallace Eaton as Mr. Whittaker, Bettina Dixon as Mrs. Everett, Sean Barrett as the milkman and Mr. Clark, David Tate as Mr. Manners, Eva Haddon as Miss Curling, and Martin Friend as Mr. Prentice. The children were Roberta Tovey as Trudy, Jill Reddick as Amanda, and Hugo Keith Johnston as Robin. In this last program in the present radio series, the script was adapted from his original TV success by Richard Waring and produced by Trafford Whitelock.